This was recorded on the 11th of May, 1982, with David Adams. Correction, May 12th, 1982. Later on, I talked with Kenneth Ashby. He said that he had talked with Edith Kennedy of Kivalina, and when he was growing up and in his later years, he had asked a bunch of questions from his mother on how the village of Noatak was established. And so he went on to say that in his discussion with Edith Kennedy, Edith was at Kivalina when they established the school there in 1905, and she had been a teacher's aide and worked for the teachers and everything, and remembered well that a couple of years after the school was established in Kivalina, then a school was built in Noatak, which coincides with the information given by David Adams that in the year of his birth, 1907, that a school was established at Noatak. Kenneth Ashby says that he has been down to Arverac, the early settlement of the Noatak people who live in the forest, and according to his mother's description, he went down to the site and took a look around and went over to the to a little knoll, the high spot of that settlement, and just stood there and looked around. And after careful observation, he saw the grass spots that are familiar at old house sites, and there were grass spots, a little clump here and a little clump there, all around this long little knoll that he was standing on. And when he went home to discuss with his mother, he said that's the way the village was situated. They had a cuddy in the center, and their cabins, their sod huts were built all around the cuddy there. He's also been in the upper Noatak, where the Noatak people, the people who follow the caribou, lived. And he mentions Midas Creek, and I guess that was an important creek to the people up in that area, the people who follow the caribou. Anyway, there's a and in talking with Ned Howarth as well, they know of this site called Ivoksak, where there was a settlement there, where there's a large river, a large lake. And the huts might have been fossilized, but anyway, I don't know that for sure. But the igloos there are made of stone. The siding and the floors, and when they lifted up some of the floors, there were also some caribou skins under the stones. So they knew that these people who followed the caribou had lived there. And there's also a corral, a caribou corral that leads down to the lake where the men would herd the caribou and guide them down into this corral and into the lake, and the people would then hunt the caribou on kayaks on the lake and spear them there, and they would harvest enough caribou there for a year for the settlement there. And they would work both day and night for 3 days and clean the caribou and preserve them, because they were really dependent on the caribou for their existence, for their food. And they've also gone all the way up to Utukwaka and to Wainwright and to Canada following the caribou. But eventually, when the school was established in 1907, then the lower Noatak people and the upper Noatak people got together. They had always hunted together anyway over in Sisolik and Kilyakmak and places like that, and Cape Krusenstern, and got along well. And when the school was established, then they left their original sites and built their homes and gave their kids an opportunity for education beginning in 1907. Some of them not immediately, but eventually they all moved into Noatak, to what is now Noatak. Those are some additional information that I received from Kenneth Ashby and Ned Howarth in discussing with them on the street or in the school where my tape recorder was not available. This is Rachel Craig. This then ends my report on gathering information for a village history of Noatak, Alaska. This is Rachel Craig.